Lawmakers in the House and Senate agreed last night on the broad outlines of the education legislation President Bush calls one of his main priorities. The compromise bill expands the federal government's role and mandates new measures to hold schools accountable for their performance. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has been following the negotiations. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So what does this bill accomplish?
Well, once this bill is signed into law, Bob, maybe as early as next week, the federal government is going to have new and very broad powers to test students and sanction poor performing schools. Second, it's a significant increase in federal aid to schools, $23 billion, most of it for struggling school districts with large concentrations of low-income children. That really does make this a landmark bill in that it reconciles a lot of the promises that were made 35 years ago. I mean, this money is really mostly for poor school children. There's also more money for teachers, early reading programs, technology, bilingual education, after-school programs, you name it, lawmakers funded it. And it's about a 20% increase over last year, which is really dwarfing what the president was asking for 5 months ago, which is about 3%.
How are American schools going to be different this time next year?
Well, all of that comes under this notion of accountability. Here's what the Bush administration really gets out of this deal, since he had made so much of this question of how do we hold schools accountable. There's mandatory testing in reading and math. I mean, this is unheard of. The federal government now begins to oversee a series of tests that are actually going to be done by the states, but it's going to try and keep them honest. It's going to say for the first time, you have to prove to us that those gains or those test scores are legitimate. The states themselves can develop their own tests, so there's no federal test per se. But it's going to be under the condition that educators and parents, namely, are told what those tests really mean. Parents presumably will be getting report cards, rating and ranking schools, and allowing them to compare their kids' performance as well as their schools from one end of the state to the other, or even state to state.
Now, critics say the bill requires too much testing, too much regulation, and doesn't give states enough money to comply. Is this plan workable?
That's yet to be seen. On the face of it, that's obviously a huge complaint. I should mention, by the way, in talking about testing, that another totally new thing is that the states are going to be obligated to break down this data race by race, by gender, and based on subgroups, meaning you're going to have to tell us that the kids that are having the most difficult are making progress. Otherwise, again, the federal government is going to be there to remind you of this. And there's a lot of federal money at stake here. As far as the money, there's money for developing these tests, not nearly enough, according to some governors, even though at least 22 have quickly come out in favor of this. The unions are against it. They call it a big disappointment because of mandates, unfunded mandates, in the view of some, that, for example, mandate or at least require that states make sure that every single teacher in the classroom is prepared, trained to teach in his or her field. I mean, that's been a 20-year problem. Whether you can resolve it with a federal mandate, it's unclear.
What about special education? Wasn't that the final sticking point?
Special education was a huge sticking point. It didn't kill the deal, but it is yet to be resolved. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money here. The Senate, namely, was pushing for at least more money so that the government could, in essence, relieve the pressure on local schools to fund very costly education programs. Now that's all being pushed up to next year.
NPR's Claudio Sanchez.